Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, President. I would like to respond to the comments from the delegations of the United States. The delegation of the United States, in a recent statement, I'll speak slowly to make it easier for the interpreters. A few days ago, public opinion noted with consternation the violent repression against peaceful demonstrators in the so-called America's Summit organized by the government of the United States, where it invited certain countries from our region. This is just to give you one example, because in the United States, police violence against peaceful demonstrators is a widespread problem. On many occasions, it is not even necessary to be participating in a demonstration. It's sufficient simply to be an Afro-American to be violently attacked by the police and even murdered by the police. So, Mr. President, in such an interesting dialogue as the one we've just heard, now on the basis of the reports from the Special Rapporteur, we have to listen to the delegation of the United States speaking about other countries in this council. In the case of Cuba, we don't know if this is some sort of obsession, but at any rate, it is unacceptable, which we must reject, and it is a clear evidence of double standards and politicization. Moreover, we understand that violence is so widespread in the United States that they can't make a distinction between a peaceful demonstration and a real riot. So we cannot accept a dialogue of this type. Mr. President, it is vital to stop politicization of the work of the Human Rights Council.